This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. So it'll come here tonight. Johnny Ray will tell us about the FBI changing their no-pot policy, or at least they're talking about changing it. We'll get details on that. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You can also check in with us via Skype. Contact us by sending a contact request first. If you haven't already done that, send your contact request to username lrn.fm. It will be approved. After it's approved, it'll be easy for you to call in on Skype from that point forward. Now, if you're just tuning in the last hour, we talked about the idea of defacing the flag. There's a guy who's facing criminal charges in Pennsylvania for having an American flag hung outside of his house on the wall of his walls of the home. Hung with the upside down with the letters AIM spray painted onto it. AIM stands for American Indian Movement. This guy is very upset about, you know, the way Indians have been treated by the United States government. And he wanted to register that frustration. And apparently the local police department decided they were going to confiscate the flag and then arrest him and charge him with a misdemeanor, which led us to another conversation, sort of a wider conversation about flag desecration and, you know, if America is supposed to be a free place, then shouldn't you be able to desecrate the flag? Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want to with the flag? Now, obviously, you know, if you're going to do something like set a flag on fire or hang it upside down or paint on it or whatever, then somebody's going to get upset. And there is a chance that that somebody could decide to either give you a piece of their mind or maybe physically assault you. I mean, there's a good possibility that somebody's going to be so riled up about what it is that you've done that you may face some sort of immediate consequence. And I imagine that's something that prevents a lot of people from engaging in controversial protests, simply because they know that the pushback could be very, very difficult to deal with from members of their community. It wasn't recently, but at some point in the past in New Hampshire, Jesse, Anarcho Jesse, who was a mover, he's no longer living in New Hampshire. But he kind of came here and he made a splash for better or for worse. Some people are pretty big critics of Anarcho Jesse and some of the activism that he did here. And probably one of his most controversial acts was burning not just the United States flag, but also the UN and the state of New Hampshire flag in Central Square. And while I don't think that's the best kind of activism, I was there to record some of the video of what happened. I was there to, you know, observe. I was curious to see how this would go. And I don't know if were you there that day, Johnny Ray?
No, I was in town, but I wasn't there for the event.
Which is interesting because you were saying in the last hour that you support things like this.
I think so, and I think I may not know
about it.
I don't remember, but I wouldn't be surprised if I consciously avoided it.
Why?
Because
while supporting it, you consciously avoided it.
I may not have supported it then. No, I think I did. I think I was okay with it, but I thought that it wouldn't look good, and I didn't want to be associated with it because it was distasteful.
Okay. So do you feel like your position has changed? Would you still also today, if it were to happen today, would you not want to be associated, or would you be there in support?
Well, when I think about it, I have kind of a battle going on in my mind because I still have, and I'm okay with it, I have good feelings towards the flag. I consider myself an American because of the common experience I have with the rest of America. I grew up here, and I have things in common with these people. And
like being forced to pledge to the flag.
Sure, yeah. Sure. That's one of many, many things, some good, some bad, that brings me closer to these people. And I've always thought the flag was a pretty flag. I think the Iranian flag now actually is my favorite, but
really?
I've always liked the American flag, and I still have that mystical stuff going on inside me, that symbolic strength of the American flag that I enjoy. It's just a symbol. And it means to me whatever I want it to mean.
I have to say I have no mystical anything surrounding the American flag. It means nothing to me. It doesn't offend me. It's just a piece of cloth, and it's this icon that people worship, and they a lot of them claim to worship a god at the same time, but yet they also worship the state, and I think that's kind of contradictory. So, well, I think that what Anarcho-Jesse did was interesting because he burned three different flags. He burned the UN, the U.S., and the New Hampshire flag, and I felt like that was a little bit of a different protest for a flag burn. I'd never heard of anything like that happening before. Usually when somebody burns a flag, it's just one flag that they burn. He burned three, and I thought that it communicated the idea that all states, all levels of the state, are a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's if you were there long enough to pay attention to what he was saying and what was actually going on. Of course, if you were just driving by, you would have only seen one flag at any given moment being burned. So, again, not probably the best form of protest, but nonetheless a unique one, and so that's why I was there to support it. Let's go to Kevin in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin.
Hi. Is Mark in there tonight?
Mark is not here tonight. He is actually doing a fireman's meeting this evening, so he will not be joining us. But how can I help you?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about Shade Run Coffee.
Sure, go for it.
Because I know you guys are promoting BuzzBox Coffee. And you said
yes.
That it's shade grown, and Mark talks about how it helps with acid. But what I think is really interesting about shade grown coffee is that it helps for migratory birds.
And how's that?
Well, birds, and I know there. I live in Wisconsin, and birds in Wisconsin, and I know there's birds in New Hampshire that when they fly south for the winter, they fly to where coffee is grown in Central and South America. And if they clear cut to plant coffee trees, then the habitat there isn't there for the birds.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. So
shade grown. What's that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So if there's shade grown coffee plantations, then that means there's trees to provide the shade, and therefore the birds have a place to go.
Correct. So if you drink shade grown coffee, that'll help with the birds where you live in New Hampshire and where I live in Wisconsin. So I thought that would be a good selling point. And I was surprised that Mark hasn't mentioned that when he talks about shade grown coffee.
Well, that's an excellent point, and you might want to send him an email on that one, because I don't know if he's going to be reviewing the audio of this particular episode, but I appreciate you giving us a heads up. And, Kevin, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, no, I just said I love the show, and I listen to podcasts. I've been listening for like a year and a half. It's my first time calling. I'm really nervous, but I love the show, and thank you so much.
Oh, welcome. I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. So there you go. You drink BuzzBox coffee and you can help the birds as well. In fact, BuzzBox is really great coffee. It's shade grown, as Kevin was pointing out, 100% organic and top 1% grade Arabica. So you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and try it for yourself with a free pound of the best coffee from BuzzBox. They are, by the way, competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special at BuzzBox that the other guys just don't do, and that is that they've set up a program that allows people from around the world in tougher places to live to buy into their coffee co-op. Plus, they've teamed up with World Vision to finance microloans for people to get their own businesses started in third world countries. So this is something that where you can actually enjoy delicious coffee and have a portion of the sales go to actually help people around the world. Every 10 listeners of Free Talk Live that sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, well, first of all, you get that free pound. All you have to do is pay the cost of shipping, and then they'll send it to you. And then you can cancel your subscription at any time. But what happens is you'll get on an auto ship program, and you can adjust the frequency of the shipments of the coffee that's being sent to you. So, you know, if you're a frequent drinker of coffee, you can make it more frequent sendings of the coffee. If you don't drink so much, you can spread it out. So it's customizable at coffee.freetalklive.com. But every 10 listeners that signs up for BuzzBox Coffee will fund one microloan through World Vision to help change lives around the world by giving people in poverty an opportunity to make their own lives better. So again, go to coffee.freetalklive.com and try BuzzBox free pound. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost. So we've been talking about this idea of defacing the flag and setting it ablaze and how it should be your right. It's an offensive thing to do, but it should be your right to do offensive things. in public places, which, Johnny Ray, you say you don't even like the idea of public property.
No, not at all.
And, of course, that would change how this stuff plays out. If a park, in this case our Keene, New Hampshire Central Square, this iconic New England square, if it were privately owned, then the private property owner could set rules about what sort of things were allowed and what aren't. Maybe they would like chalking, maybe they wouldn't. We can talk more about the war on chalk here. I got the audio track we can play in moments. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you. Now, privacy is important in this digital online world. It's more so now important than ever because, well, now you know that the government could be spying on you. In fact, there's news from WikiLeaks that they may be revealing some information that Glenn Greenwald says could lead to deaths. And we'll give you an update on the WikiLeaks situation here in a little bit. But you know the NSA has the ability to snoop on you, so you could take a few steps to try to prevent that from happening, and ProXPN could help you. It could help prevent, at least the very least, your internet service provider, because we don't know what kind of tools the NSA has access to. But having encrypted data connection would definitely make it harder for anybody to figure out what you're doing online, and that's what ProXPN does for you. It encrypts your connection, so meaning that before your data that you're sending out of your computer gets to your internet service provider, it's been encrypted. They can't read it anymore. They can just pass it on. They pass it on. Eventually, it gets to the ProXPN server of your choice. It is then de-encrypted, or decrypted, rather, and then it's sent out to its web destination at that point. So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. If you're a Linux user, setup's a little bit different for Linux. Just get in touch with their support department. They'll send you some instructions. But essentially, this protection means that your internet service provider cannot know what you're doing online. They cannot log it. Right now, they're logging every website you visit, every search term you enter, and they may be keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. So you can stop that from happening by getting ProXPN. And if the ISP is logging all that information, that means they can just easily hand that over to whatever government agency decides to demand it. So you can protect yourself by encrypting your data through ProXPN, proxpn.com/FTL. And you can save 20% off the premium account with ProXPN. The code is FTL20 that you'll want to use. Now, you can start for free at proxpn.com/FTL. They do have a free trial account where you can use that. It's just it's limited in bandwidth, and you can't select a server that you want to connect to around the world. You can only use one server with a free account. So when you upgrade to premium with code FTL20, you get 20% off for the lifetime of the account. If you buy the annual plan, that brings the price down to $5 per month. That's an amazing cost for the level of privacy protection that you get, unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, private torrenting ability, and you can get past regionally blocked websites as well. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online surfing habits, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 and get that 20% off for the lifetime of the account. So we're talking about where we were, kind of talking about the war on chalked smiley faces that kicked off over the weekend in earnest here in Keene, New Hampshire, with a couple of members of the local Stop Free Keene organization coming out with brooms and I guess jugs. They're filling the jugs up. They're brushing away dozens and dozens of smiley faces that had been chalked on Keene's Central Square. They say they're just cleaning up the square and that lots of people don't like the chalked artwork in Central Square. But I suspect their opinion would differ had the smiley faces been chalked by children rather than adult liberty activists. Of course, as it turns out, if you chalk in a Central Square kind of location like this for long enough, it's only a matter of time before some children show up and would like to grab some chalk for themselves and join in the fun. Because chalking is fun. It's fun to draw things. Smiley faces are positive. They're happy. And what kind of person could possibly eliminate a smiley face, a chalked smiley face, let alone dozens of them? I've got the audio here from freekeen.com. Posted this a few days ago. This is the scene as it was on Sunday and Saturday this weekend.
Okay.
In Central Square. Actually, I just realized that need to jump up
.com.
It is Sunday in mid-May, and we're here at Central Square with Rich Paul and some other activists. And there's chalkings going on here today, and apparently there were chalkings going on yesterday as well. Rich, what happened yesterday?
Well, we came out, and there have been people
coming out and destroying my friend Mariah's artwork on a daily basis.
I hope you're having a good day.
I have no idea how to work with her.
And what you can hear there is the man with a push broom who is pushing water over top of smiley faces in the square. Who is the activist in this case? He is just continuing to chalk even after the smileys have been pushed away, even after the pavement is wet.
Why did you do that?
Garrett then goes and sits in front of the man as he is pouring water. He's got a jug full of water. He's pouring the water out all over the sidewalk. He's kind of walking down the sidewalk doing that. So Garrett, with his camera, goes and sits down while the guy is pouring water, and he pours the water right on top
of
him.
Oh my God.
Whoa. So this guy just dumped water on me.
You just assaulted somebody, sir. Do you know you just committed a criminal act?
Basically, I mean, she's been coming out and doing some beautiful artwork, and basically the only reason they don't like it is because she's associated with us at Free Keen.
Mm-hmm.
So we came out yesterday, and we were covering the square and smiley faces, and various Stop Free Keeners came out and basically destroyed what we were working on, and we got some footage of it. So we're out here again today chalking on the sidewalk and, you know, trying to get the ideas that are important to us across. And, you know, we're doing things a little bit differently today. Like, there's a lot more nonconformists. Like, this is kind of an evil face. Over there, there's an alien. Over here, there's a monument to the unnecessary rule that... Or at least that's my interpretation.
So what he's talking about there is James Cleveland, one of the local activists, had chalked no swimming, made a man swimming, and then kind of the nose symbol over top of it. And this was right next to the water fountain, which, of course, you couldn't possibly swim in if you tried. There's not enough water in there. There's not even really any room for a person to get into the fountain. So that's what he was saying when he was talking about the monument to the unnecessary rule.
Not the artist, but...
So, Rich, what do you think about the people who came out here to remove the smiley faces yesterday? What kind of person would do that?
Well, I mean, I would... If they were a child, I would try to redirect them to a productive activity. And so maybe I'd give them some chalk and let them, you know, chalk out their competing ideas, you know, and I would be perfectly happy to publicize their work right along with mine.
How come you get First Amendment speech and I don't?
You want chalk? We have chalk for you. This is here. Use it.
Chalk is competing.
Use the chalk.
I am.
That's what I did. I didn't like all the smiley faces, so I put in a... Okay, please use chalk.
And I have to say, I think that's the best point that the activists made in this whole presentation, which goes on for another 3 minutes, but... And I think you've gotten the impression of what it was like out there. I think the best point is that, you know, get your message out. What is your message? Besides trying to break down, besides trying to destroy ideas, do you actually have a message?
Yeah, their message is stop Free Keen, so they wash away Free Keen's message.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-453, but they don't have a message of their own. They don't have any original ideas. They have nothing to actually say. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. You can actually go and support Free Talk Live by shopping with us through shop.freetalklive.com. We got Amazon there, and there's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK as well. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you get your shopping done through Amazon, through our shopping links at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that, so thank you in advance. Last night we on the show talked about Colorado and the medical, or not medical, but the legalization of cannabis. There was a mention of the medical, but how things have gone so far. It's been almost five full months at this point. The numbers are in from the first 3 months. The statistics are here, and they just seem to keep getting better. February to March, it went from like $14 million in sales to $19 million in marijuana sales in 1 month's time. And, of course, crime actually is down slightly, as a matter of fact. So things seem to be just fine in Colorado. And yet on the outside of Colorado, of course, Washington's actually going to start with their legalization this summer, as I understand it. I think July might be the deadline for that one. But outside of Colorado, the insanity of the drug war continues in some places, like in Round Rock, Texas, where one man is accused of pot brownie making and possibly facing a life sentence in prison. We can talk about that, so that's kind of the nasty side of things. But then this kind of sea change in marijuana policy changes all around the country, are, you know, the effects are being felt even in Washington, D.C. And Johnny Ray, you've got a story, maybe a positive story for people that are trying to get jobs with the FBI who might have smoked pot in the past.
I have a story, Ian, from the Washington Times by Kelly Riddell. FBI's no marijuana policy may go up in smoke in effort to recruit the best hackers. The FBI says its no-tolerance marijuana policy is forcing the agency to turn away its best hacker recruits. I have to hire a great workforce to compete with those cyber criminals, and some of those kids want to smoke weed on the way to the interview, FBI Director James Comey told the White Collar Crime Institute on Monday, according to the Wall Street Journal. Cybersecurity is a growing priority for the law enforcement agency. Congress has authorized the FBI to hire 2,000 recruits this year, and the majority of them will be assigned to cyber crimes units. In a roundtable with reporters earlier this month, Mr. Comey reiterated his focus on cyber crime, saying cyber-related issues are going to dominate his tenure. The FBI is grappling with the question right now of how to amend its marijuana policies, Mr. Comey told the White Collar Crime Institute, an annual conference held at the New York City Bar Association in Manhattan. According to FBI's website, all applicants who have smoked pot within the last 3 years are excluded from consideration.
It's ridiculous.
One conference attendee asked Mr. Comey about a friend who didn't apply to the FBI because of the policy. He should go ahead and apply despite the marijuana use, Mr. Comey said, according to the journal. In Mr. Comey's prepared remarks, he said, in recent years, we have changed both our mindset and the way we do business. He added that in the past, the agency has been criticized for working inbox. Now it's trying to look out beyond our inbox to assess what the dangers are, what's being done about them. And given that and our resources, what we should spend time on, he said. So they're thinking about loosening up their recruiting standards vis-a-vis marijuana. It seems like the feds are about 20 or 30 years behind the times, as always.
Certainly. And I can't say I'm too concerned with the FBI and whether or not they're successfully able to recruit people. You know, if all they were doing was actually going after real criminals who've harmed other people, then I might be a little bit more concerned with the FBI and more supportive of what it is that they do. Mm-hmm. But considering that at least our experiences with them here in Keene, New Hampshire, has been that they have gone after activist Rich Paul and attempted to turn him against the activist community, tried to get him to wear a watch. For those of you who don't know the Rich Paul story, we've had Rich on the show a number of times in the past. He's a heroic marijuana civil disobedience activist. And he was selling some cannabis, and the FBI actually got involved in the undercover operations that were trying to bust Rich Paul. And when they arrested him, an FBI agent named Phil Christiana questioned Rich and asked him if he would be willing to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. So one of the really interesting parts about the Rich Paul saga is that they used a heroin dealer to get to Rich. So the person who was buying the marijuana, the quarter pounds of marijuana from Rich, was a known heroin dealer. He had been busted for selling heroin, which obviously is a more dangerous, scary, awful, destructive kind of chemical than cannabis. But yet they let this guy go.
They gave him a break, so yeah. in exchange for his help in
nabbing Rich, who was a pot dealer. And it's just like one of the most bizarre stories. The reason suggested for that was because to them, it was worth it to let a heroin dealer get back out into the community if they had a chance at getting into the Keene Activist Center. Because that was what it was really all about. It wasn't about stopping Rich Paul from selling pot. It was about trying to leverage Rich into turning into a state's witness or whatever. I mean, I don't know what they were expecting to find. If they did get some person with a bug or whatever into the Keene Activist Center, they're not going to find anybody plotting any violence. And I suspect that's what they were looking for, because at the same time this was all happening, was the same time Chris Cantwell was in town.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, Chris Cantwell is a controversial character within the Liberty movement. He is an angry man who I happen to like personally, but he's angry, and I can understand that. I can relate to it. I used to also harbor similar feelings as Chris. But he was in town at that time and was hanging out at the Keene Activist Center. So Chris Cantwell gets on video blogs on YouTube and now on his blog at ChristopherCantwell.com, and he kind of seems to suggest people use violence in defense against state aggression. And I don't support that particular message. I don't think anybody at the Keene Activist Center supports that message, which is one of the reasons why Chris was actually banned from the Keene Activist Center, ultimately. But I don't think he had been banned at the time at which Rich Paul was arrested.
Okay.
So what you had was this guy come into Keene with this violent rhetoric, and he's talking about violence on YouTube, and you know the FBI probably knew about him when he was in New York, and then he comes up to Keene, New Hampshire, and he starts hanging out at the Keene Activist Center. So I think that was one of their goals, was to get somebody in there to hear what was being said. Because these guys are, I think they believe that people are like them. You know, that people are likely to use violence. Because that's what they do.
Right.
You know, projecting themselves onto others. So they had all these suspicions. Rich Paul, of course, is a hero, and he refused to wear the bug. He refused to wear the wire. Instead, he faced down a possible 100 years in prison as a result of selling this plant. Ultimately ended up going to jail for about 9 months in that case. He was sentenced to a year in county jail, 2/3 good time rule. He was out after about 9 months. So that's been my experience with the FBI. Not a real positive experience. In fact, one of the more bizarre parts of the story was this FBI agent who was heading up this investigation is part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force in New Hampshire. He's a bomb squad guy. So, curiously, during Rich Paul's trial was when the Boston bombing happened. So what you ended up having was this FBI agent was spending all these hours and all this time trying to bust Rich Paul, when at the same time you actually had people who were committing violence against others out there bombing people at the Boston Marathon.
And his turf, he's a Boston guy.
And he works out of the Bedford, New Hampshire office, which is sort of the regional Boston area. It's more close to Manchester than anything else. But it was really telling that, okay, this is their priority. They're going to send a bomb guy to bust a pot dealer so they can get into the Keene Activist Center, a peaceful place, whereas you've actually got people bombing on the streets and this guy's sitting in court trying to bring a pot dealer down to his knees. 855-450-FREE. So I can't say I'm a big supporter of the FBI. We're coming up here in moments. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves here toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username here is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out in the way that is most simple and effective for you. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention, coming this fall, October 31st through November 2nd. Join us here in Keene for Keenvention. Johnny Ray, you were one of the presenters at Keenvention last year, having hosted the Old School panel.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the thrust of the Old School panel that you had hosted?
How things had changed. It was old school. It was a mix of old school and natives.
So people who've been here a while.
Right. And I wanted to ask the folks there how things had changed since you know, the free staters started moving in, and I don't really remember their answers.
That's okay, Johnny Ray. I recorded the entire thing, and anybody who either doesn't remember the experience or would like to see the whole panel, you can go to keenvention.info, and you can actually watch every single panel discussion, every single speech that was had over the entire weekend in 2013. So you can literally see the entire thing for free. You don't have to pay for a ticket. You can watch it later on. But this year, tickets are only $40. So if you want to come to Keenvention this year, we were just talking about Rich Paul's story a moment ago, and Rich has graciously agreed to be one of the keynote speech presenters this year at Keenvention 2014. So you'll get to see and meet Rich if you haven't yet done so. It's a great opportunity because one of the things that makes Keenvention a really special event, and last year was the first year, by the way, so this is the second annual Keenvention this fall. But the thing that makes Keenvention a really special event is its intimacy, I think, is the fact that it's not a big event. This mm-hmm. is not Porkfest. Porkfest is a huge event. You couldn't meet everyone at Porkfest. There's 1,500 people there. Keenvention, we had about 100, and that's doable. At any moment, there was really more like 40 to 60. So it was over the whole weekend that we had 100 people. But our peak, you know, I was counting during each of the events to see how many people were there at any given moment. And it was usually no more than 50 to 60 people. 60, I think, was about the peak, 63 or something like that. So that's something where you can actually get to meet everybody that's at the event. You can actually kind of connect with people, I think, in a different way than you would at an event like a Liberty Forum, which has hundreds of people attending it. You know, would I like to see Keenvention be as big as those other events? No, I don't think I would.
I wasn't expecting that.
No.
Wasn't expecting you to say that.
What, you thought I wanted to grow to with like 1,000 people?
Yeah, it just seemed natural. Do I want it to get that big? Yes, I do. I would like for one day for it to be huge.
No. I think that would ruin the flavor of Keenvention. And besides that, we'd have to have it outside of Keene if it were going to be that big, because there's nowhere that could hold that many people. The hotels in Keene aren't designed to be that, you know, large.
It really was a warm and cozy affair.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So you can go to Keenvention.info. You can, again, you can watch all of the panel discussions from last year. Just click the video link, and that'll pull them all up. So that's all there. It's all free. Keenvention is taking early bird registrations right now. Again, it's October 31st through November 2nd. Rich Paul announced as the keynote speaker. Mark Edge is going to be the news media panel host. So some of our panels, the themes or you know, topics are coming back from last year. We're also going to do a few new topics as well, and maybe bring in new panel hosts. So like I said, Mark is going to host. Our very own Mark Edge, who's not here tonight, is going to be hosting the news media panel. Last year it was Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. So you bring a new host in, it'll kind of change how things play out. And also Brian Sovereign is coming back to re-host the tech panel this year. So those are the announcements that have been made thus far. If you stay tuned over at Keenvention.info, you'll learn more about it as things go on. There's, of course, the Keenvention Facebook page, which you can follow. And again, you can get registered for Keenvention for $40 or the Bitcoin equivalent of $40 in advance. And you've got through Porkfest. You've got about another 6 weeks to get registered for Keenvention 2014 before the prices go up. Prices will go up after Porkfest. They won't go up much, but they'll go up a little bit. So go to Keenvention.info and we'll look forward to seeing you there. So 855-450-FREE, we were talking about how the FBI, Johnny Ray, you brought in a story about how the FBI is talking about completely eliminating their no-pot policy. Right now it's a three-year time frame. If you smoked pot within 3 years of your application for working for the FBI,
you will not be considered.
You're rejected. But they're talking about changing that because turns out when they want to hire a computer hacker, for instance, to hack for the government, they're having a tough time finding people because they're all a bunch of pot users, apparently.
Yeah. The director of the FBI was at a conference, and he basically said that we're turning away some of our best recruits. Some people who can help us catch cyber criminals, we're invalidating them and we're not accepting them, and our workforce is weaker because of that. So we need to think about this.
Which is a real indicator that the lies that have been told, and I'm sure the FBI has been involved in telling these lies, about marijuana users. And the lie is that marijuana makes you into a shiftless, lazy loser who is incapable of running his or her own life and being successful. I mean, that's kind of one of the standard misinformation pieces that's put out there by the drug war propagandists.
Yeah, it's a convenient lie because for most of American history, marijuana was not a popular drug for Americans. It certainly is now, but it wasn't for so long. Alcohol was king. Mm-hmm. And so it was easy to demonize people who weren't drinking alcohol but were getting high instead. And that's what you get with democracies, is that the minorities are demonized regardless of what kind of safeguards you try to put in. When the masses, the majority rules, then the minority, they suffer.
But now this minority is larger probably than it's been in the past. There are a lot of people who've smoked marijuana. Maybe they don't currently smoke cannabis, but they at some point in their life, I think it's like 50% of parents. I know that it's not everybody, but it's a lot of people who have smoked cannabis at some point. And there are, of course, millions of people who are relatively regular users, whether it's a daily or weekend warrior or whatever. They're using it on a regular basis. And so for the FBI to have to admit this is a real indicator that, we're admitting that marijuana users are actually valuable, that marijuana users have skills, And not only do they have skills, but they have skills we want in the FBI. So that's, to me, just a real rebuttal to the things that the people in the DEA are constantly putting out. In fact, there was actually another article that I saw, and I didn't put it into my show prep just because it seemed too political. But just to summarize it for you, there was an article published a few days ago about how the Attorney General, Eric Holder, has taken the DEA head, Michelle Leonhart, to task because after Barack Obama came out and sort of verbally supported marijuana decrim or legalization or something, he came out in an interview with the New Yorker magazine and basically took the side of marijuana. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. He changed his tune completely. He admitted that marijuana wasn't as dangerous as alcohol, basically, and was somewhat honest about this particular topic in this interview. And it was after that that the head of the DEA, Michelle Leonhart, she gets out there and she starts pounding the pulpit about how bad marijuana is and it's as bad as heroin and, you know, this and that, all this nonsense, just trotting out all the old lies about pot. Apparently, she was rebuked to some extent within the last few weeks by the Attorney General, who is technically her boss, right? So Attorney General is the top cop in the United States. The DEA is beneath that person. So she got a chewing out by this Attorney General's office, and I don't know, the reports were that she has changed her tune a little bit, so it wasn't like a huge, big, like, shift for the DEA, like now all of a sudden the DEA supports pot. That's not the case. But supposedly, behind the scenes, there have been some rumblings, and now here you have the FBI coming out and saying that, you know, they're looking at changing their policy. So to me, that's a, I don't know if it's quite a mea culpa, but it's a little bit of, I think it's a little bit of crow eating there.
Sure, sure it is. It strikes me, it smacks of politicians desperately trying to get back out in front of the parade. You know, the American people, to for the most part,
in this case, these are bureaucrats, not politicians.
Yes. The state, shall I say, jumping back out in front of the parade. That's the best thing they can hope for, because they can't innovate or create. They just have to try and see which way the wind's blowing and be in the right place, you know, and be correct at the right time about the right thing. So they're wrong. They've been wrong for so long. The evidence is overwhelming that Americans want pot to be legal. So now they're going to try and get out ahead of that.
Unfortunately, they haven't been paying attention in Texas, where a man is looking at life in prison for pot brownies. We'll tell you more about that story coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week coming up as well. Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326.
Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.